I'm out of tune, you're out of key. I think it's you, you think it's me. What are the words I did forget? I'm musical missteps.
What is up, Jerry? Welcome to Monday and a super edition of Bailed Out, a podcast of musical missteps. This week, we respond to a troll who burned us good in the comment section of one of our YouTube videos. We make another slight adjustment to the podcast format. And this week's subject comes to us from a Hall of Fame quarterback that honestly wasn't much better at football than singing when you really take a look at it. All of that and more right now on this special episode of Bailed Out, a podcast of musical missteps.
From the stage, all we can do, look back and laugh. Bailed out with James and Zach.
Yo, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Big Wishbone. Y'all know what it is, Bone Thugs and Harmony in the building. I want y'all to know to listen to Bailed Out, the podcast of the podcast.
Hello, everyone. Good morning, afternoon, or good night. Whatever time you're listening to Bailed Out, it's always the right time. I am joined with James, and we're just that duo that's going to bring you a podcast called Bailed Out. You're going to listen to it. You might like it. You might not. You may love it. You may hate it.
Some people don't like it.
That's okay. That's okay. Well, tell us about that. Speaking of which, go ahead.
Yeah, you know how I know people don't like it, Zach?
Because they told us.
We got a comment.
Yes, I love it.
On YouTube.
Yes, and so we are not very active on the YouTube, right? Not at all. And somebody came across a video that we had put on YouTube and had some nice, kind words to say.
Yes. Let me tell you what was said here. So a gentleman named Roger Noble.
Roger.
Yeah. 3 days ago, he commented on, so we have only one full podcast episode on YouTube.
Yeah.
It's the Amy Bibabby episode.
Yeah.
So let me tell you what Roger said here. He said, the real disaster is this Tredius podcast. How on earth did you amass a magnificent 15 subscribers? Hold on. He's not done. He says, don't quit your day jobs. You're still not in school, are you? ? So Roger got us good there.
Oh, that was a burn.
That was a burn. What I found,
bring the aloe. I feel so burnt.
What I find interesting about this burn, Zach, is there's nothing worse than having to go back and edit your burn,
right?
Which is what Roger had to do.
Okay, because Roger had to go back and edit the burn.
Yeah, because he said Tredius podcast. Now,
yes,
when I first read it, I was like, I don't even know what that word is. Maybe it's some sort of fancy, you know, old English word, right, or something.
Yeah.
Turns out he went back and changed it to tedious. So he misspelled.
Oh.
A word in our burn. So.
And then asked if we were still in school.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, apparently this guy needs to go back to school, maybe figure out how to use spell check. The thing about it is, though, is like he had to like go back and read it afterwards. Yeah. Mm-hmm. he thought about that burn so long. He's like, I'm gonna go back and read it again just so I can see how good I did. And then he realized he fucked up.
Yeah.
And fixed it, hoping no one would notice.
Right.
But your boy noticed, because I took a screenshot of it and sent it to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then when I went back to copy and paste it into my notes, today, I noticed that it
back.
Was edited. Yeah.
I wonder if he saw the comment that we had left him.
We left him a comment. Mm-hmm. It is funny because he did point out that we have a magnificent 15 subscribers on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Funny thing is we're up to 16 now. So, joke's on you, Roger.
That's hilarious.
Also, but yeah, we responded and we invited Roger to come on to the show.
Come on, Roger.
And lay into us, man. Let's go. We're happy to hear it. I mean, I am all about internet trolling. This podcast is basically just us internet trolling. So
yeah. We welcome
on. Come on, Raj. It's cool, buddy. I mean, my thing is he's got a I'm guessing he works for like the Dutch government or something. And he's upset that somebody has poo-pooed their national treasure, Amy Babak.
I wish it would tell you what the origin of the individual was that left the comment. That'd
yeah, be nice, I clicked on his name and there's like nothing. Like he has a YouTube thing, but he doesn't like post videos and stuff like that. So anyway,
right.
I am going to put a link to this podcast episode on his comment as well. Maybe he'll listen to it. Maybe he'll come on. I will say, I'm not mad at you, Roger. It's fine.
Yeah, it's okay.
I will say, like, I went and kind of listened through the episode again, the Amy Babbi. I thought it was a pretty good episode. So I think we're just going to have to agree to disagree with Roger.
Well, that's okay. Well, maybe he can give some pointers. Like, Roger, come on down and, I guess, we'll bring you on and see how you are being world famous podcasters.
Yeah, buddy. Hey, I forget how many countries, but over 50 countries, Roger.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But somebody's got to be right. 3,000 listeners, Roger.
Yeah.
Somebody likes what we're doing.
It just apparently doesn't translate to YouTube, dick. So,
well, speaking of what we're doing, Zach, we've kind of changed it up a little bit, right?
Yeah, we've gone back to, okay, so. This may be the last time we have to tell you that we're changing the format.
No, I doubt it.
I doubt it. But anyway, so we want to kind of get back into, obviously we like to keep the comedy in the show, but we feel like we were getting to a point where we were making just jokes based off of maybe people's appearance or things of that nature, and that's what we want to do necessarily anyway. dick and fart jokes are all good and fun, but we want to be able to get a little bit more into the music aspect of the show. One way that we do that is obviously if we both know the song that we're going into.
Right,
it's really hard to listen to a song and right off the rip go in and hear everything and all the different intricacies of a song, kind of being blindsided by it. So the way we're doing it now is one person is still picking a song. Okay. That person's still going to set the bail. They're going to be the primary person who looks up any of the data or any of the history of the songs, things of that nature. But the other person is going to be aware of it beforehand.
Right, so it's kind of like a mix between the old and the new.
Right, so this week I picked a song, but James is in the know what the song is. We're not just going to lay it on him. So he's had a chance to go listen to it, and actually hear the song before we get into the episode.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
and I'm happy. We're mixing them together.
Yeah, let's do it, man. And so this is our official Super Bowl episode. It is Monday of Super Bowl week and I feel like Zach played on that perfectly. I will say before we get into it, everybody knows that Zach and I are from Southwest Ohio.
Yeah.
Zach works in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
I used to live in Cincinnati. Zach lives a half hour away from Cincinnati.
Yeah. Yeah. Not very far.
We are fans of the Bengals. We are pulling hard for the Cincinnati Bengals to win.
Big excitement, this man. It is wild. It is wild in wonderful Southwest Ohio right now. It's just, it's crazy. The energy is nuts. And I wish you could see it.
It is nuts. I'm going to go get me some Skyline on Super Bowl Sunday. Mm-hmm. Sit here, do the exact same thing I did, wear the same clothes, make my wife drink out of the same Bengals cup that she drank out of.
I am putting I'm going to work on Super Bowl Sunday. Yeah.
What time's the store close?
5 o'clock on Sunday.
Okay, you're fine.
But it's on purpose.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, because you can be off on Monday.
Well, not only that. Oh, speaking of which, Cincinnati City schools have closed Monday after the Super Bowl, which is great. And, because the last playoff games, I have unfortunately had to work. Yes.
Oh, nice. Way to go. Keeping it going.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, here we are. Yeah,
being that it's Super Bowl week, I think Zach has done a magnificent job.
Magnifico.
Of getting us a subject for this week's episode.
I do. And then the song is, again, there's not a lot, guys. I found some lyrics. There's not a lot about it. This individual's released some other songs, but nothing too crazy. A lot of them are that I've found that he's done are cover songs of other people's songs. But he actually, this is an original song. It is by none other than four-time Super Bowl champion Pittsburgh Steeler. I'm not going to hold it against him. Terry Bradshaw.
Hall of Fame.
Terry Bradshaw. Hall of Famer, bud. I mean, like, really an icon. And, of course, he's on Fox? Yeah, Fox Sunday. Yeah, like, he does that. You can win Terry Bradshaw's money, is what they say.
Win Terry Bradshaw's money.
But, dude, I mean, you know, Terry Bradshaw is a legend in the game, right?
I have something to say, if it's okay, before we get into the music, okay?
Yeah, we can say all kinds of stuff.
Terry Bradshaw, Hall of Famer, right? Hall of Fame. As you astutely pointed out, Terry Bradshaw, Hall of Famer. I have got the statistics for three quarterbacks pulled up here, okay?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to read you the lines here. Mm-hmm. I've got touchdown to interception ratio.
I know Terry Bradshaw's.
Hold on. Oh, okay. You know it already?
I do. Oh, I man. Know it. And and it was surprising to me for sure.
Well, I'll give the listeners the stats then. Okay.
So yeah, absolutely.
I've got three quarterbacks who played a minimum of 5 years. I picked these guys myself. I got their touchdown to interception ratio, completion percentage, and passer rating. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to list out all three. We'll give the listeners a second to see if they can see who the Hall of Famer is, okay?
Right.
Quarterback number one has got 103 touchdowns, 61 interceptions, a completion percentage of 62.5%, and
I'm going to write this down.
Okay.
Because I can guess too, right?
I got you. Yeah, you can guess. Okay, mm-hmm. So here we go. Quarterback number one. Touchdown to interception, 103 touchdowns, 61 interceptions.
Okay. 61% pass rating.
62.5% completion percentage.
Okay.
84.5% passer rating.
Hmm.
Quarterback number two. 212 touchdowns, 210 interceptions. Completion percentage 51.9%.
Mm-hmm.
Passer rating 70.9%. Quarterback number three, 226 touchdowns, 135 interceptions. Completion percentage 62.2%. And a passer rating of 87.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Looking at those numbers, Zach, who's the Hall of Famer?
I mean, by numbers, it's to me, it's the third quarterback.
Quarterback number three.
Yes.
That's by what numbers. I would say. By
okay,
numbers.
But do any more than one of these quarterbacks have a Super Bowl? We know one of them does, right?
None. The other two do not have Super Bowls.
Okay. That's amazing.
Yeah. They statistically are better quarterbacks.
Statistically.
If you plug these guys in,
mm-hmm.
they're going to be the better guy for you. So obviously the Terry Bradshaw,
yeah,
was the one with the worst. He's
quarterback number two. Yeah.
Quarterback number two. He's got almost as many interceptions as touchdowns.
Touchdowns. Yeah.
He's got two more touchdowns than interceptions. He's completed just under 52% of his passes. Fucking, I feel like 52% of my jokes land on this podcast, man. Somebody get me in the podcasting Hall of Fame, right?
Well, see, I don't know. And this was the 70s in the early 80s, right? He went to the Super Bowl, what, like 78, 79, and 70s, 80, 80, whatever. Okay. Yeah. So late 70s, early 80s, I think, right? So I don't know what the game's changed a lot since then. Who were the other two quarterbacks? Who were the other two quarterbacks just for shits and gigs?
Quarterback number one, Sam Bradford.
Okay. All right.
Quarterback number three, which has the best numbers statistically, Andy Dalton.
Andy Dalton. Yeah. Okay. And I'm not mad at Andy Dalton.
Yeah, but he's not going to be a Hall of Famer.
No, he's not. He's not going to be a Hall of Famer. That is correct.
You know, but who else? Oh, go ahead.
But if you look at the game the way it is today, these are both of these quarterbacks have played in recent year, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. The game's different, man. This is a pass happy offenses, spread offenses, you know, the West Coast offense, all these different things that are in football today that were not in football then. And what about
what kind of defense should
the Steelers have? Things of that nature. You know what I mean?
But that's exactly it. He won the Super Bowls because the
Steelers defense.
But just because you have a different kind of game, a pass happy game, these guys should be throwing more interceptions because it's a pass happy game.
Yeah, I agree.
This guy had four
Super Bowls though, man. Hey, you know what else though? So? I can tell you this, and I didn't know if you saw this. Where did he go to school? Louisiana Tech or some shit,
yeah,
right?
Somewhere in Louisiana, yeah.
Yeah, Louisiana Tech. Did you know he was the backup quarterback to Phil Roberts? You know who Phil Roberts is? Phil Robertson, I'm sorry.
Phil Robertson. Who's that?
Is the Duck Dynasty cat.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes, so he played behind the Duck Dynasty guy. To the Duck Dynasty cat. That is absolutely correct. Isn't that wild?
That is wild. I mean, I get that the guy has been around since the advent of the forward fucking pass, but still, these numbers fucking suck.
They're not great.
One last thing I've got for you here, Zach.
Okay. All right, hit me.
There is a certain quarterback who is considered to be one of the two, if not the biggest, bust in NFL history. Jamarcus Russell.
Okay.
He has a better completion percentage than Terry Bradshaw.
Well, yeah. I mean, it just goes to show, man, everybody likes a winner. Everybody likes a winner. And it doesn't matter how you get there as long as you're a winner.
I mean, if somebody would have just maybe given Jamarcus a little bit of time, he could have. He wasn't. So his numbers are 18 touchdowns, 23 interceptions, 52.1%, so 0.2% higher completion rating, and a 65.2 passer rating, which is only five behind Hall of Famer Terry Bradshaw.
Yeah, like I said, man, it is who it is. It is what it is, man.
It is what it is. I think the guy's a sham. I'm just putting it out there right now. He's a sham. Okay. Doesn't belong in the Hall of Fame. Write it down. Send this. Roger, find this episode. Send it to Terry. Let him know. Talking shit. Terry Bradshaw's a fucking fraud, man.
Okay.
And I'll say, all right, I don't like watching football on Fox. Fox's football coverage is awful.
In part because I'm a Ohio State fan, and there's a lot of that. Well, in the NFL, I give to you. Yeah. Yeah.
But have you watched him do his his highlights at his halftime, like his speed highlights? He can't even. They need to retire the guy. He can't even.
He's old. He's very old. He's
in his 70s. There. But
yeah,
like,
he was born in, a long time ago, 48. So
a long time ago, this is my impression of Terry Bradshaw doing his halftime highlights. It's just a bunch of mumbling. 7-yard pass, touchdown Bengals.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
This guy has my money.
Yeah. This guy has a better completion percentage in the NFL than he does completed percentage of coherent words during a fucking sentences. Highlight segment on Fox. Yeah.
I love it, man.
He's a fraud, man. He's a fraud. And this is what happens, man. when people are frauds.
You know, that's true, man. Well, again, Terry Bradshaw, September 2nd, 1948. The cat was born. So he's been around for a few days, right?
Time to hang up the headset.
Yeah. Born in Shreveport. Hmm. Beautiful area, right? And the song that we've got by Terry Bradshaw, it is called Quarantine Crazy. Okay. Thanks, it was released. Terry. Yeah. It was released April 24th of the year 2020.
Oh, he was early on it, man. He was
very early.
He was like 2 weeks into it.
Man. He was. Because
2 years later. Start,
exactly. Exactly. He was like, I mean, it happened. Shit shut down. He was like, I'm writing a song.
Yeah, man. I gotta get into the studio, man. The people need this.
Yeah. And that's what he did. And here we are. We're going to listen to this gem today and break it down and see if his percentage is a little bit better in the studio than it was on the old gridiron, shall we?
All right. Do you have any more stats? Is it time to let the people go listen?
It's time.
All right.
That's right. Quarantine Crazy by Terry Bradshaw. You can find it many, many places. I'm a YouTube type of guy, but anywhere you stream music, go check it out. Come back. We'll be here. I promise.
I told my wife to be patient with me. I'll slow it down and find some time, you'll see, to spend with you and these bundles of joy.
Everybody, welcome back. Hope you enjoyed a little Quarantine Crazy. If you didn't get a chance to listen to it, you know me and Zach got you covered. Before we get into it, Zach, I just want to say, fucking, this motherfucker has been mediocre at best his entire life. And for some reason, people have been telling him he's great.
Yeah.
And then, bam, that's how you get fucking Quarantine Crazy in your fucking speakers, man. I'm sure the same people who voted this asshole into the Hall of Fame are like, yeah, man, that's some good fucking music, bro. Keep it going. No. Yeah. The same people are probably going to try to induct him into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Right? He could be the Hall of Fame. Yeah, man. He could be the double threat there, buddy.
Off. All right, Zach, what do you think? I'm curious to see what you're going to set bail at on here. I want to see if I'm going to bail this guy out or not.
Here's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
I'm going to set it at $210,000. Okay. That is $1,000 per every interception he had in the NFL.
Oh, I like that. Very nice. Okay.
Yeah. All right. I could have went with completed pass or touchdowns, but it wouldn't have been much more. So I figured 210 was a nice even type of number. Okay. So that's where we're setting bail at today. Okay.
Very nice.
And guys, I'm still picking the bail. The person who chooses the song picks the bail. Mm-hmm. The person who has the song laid upon them, i.e. James, that did not pick the song, is still the one who's decided if it's going to be bailed out or not. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Now that that's right, clarified,
it's time to get into it.
Let's hear this guy, right?
Let's go. Let's go.
Well, my wish came true, but it wasn't by choice. Now all this time with them has sure been a blessing.
just hanging out together 24/7. Now it was fun for a week, I'll admit it, but my cabin fever's about to reach its limit.
All right. There is verse numero uno. Okay.
All right. So I think like many other people did not know that Terry Bradshaw made music, and I think he needs to try to keep it that way.
Yeah.
This is embarrassing.
It is. When I first heard it, I was kind of like, well, this is it. Here we go. I've been sitting on this song for a minute just because I wanted to come out right about right now.
I like it.
Yeah. So,
I mean, it's a classic plug and play country music beat. There's nothing creative about it.
There's nothing creative.
It's like they just pulled it out of a country music catalog and plugged some stupid lyrics into it and sent it out to the world. Like, check out this song. I mean, it's not creative at all.
No. Well, fuck, it was written, released in what, 2 weeks? You know what I mean? Fucking
just like our first time, couple podcasts. Right.
By the time they were hanging the fucking goddamn Lobby's Closed signed up at the Sizzler, this song was dropped, right? Exact same time. It coincided. He might have had something to do with this. I don't know. Maybe Terry knows a little more about.
Do we have a conspiracy?
Terry is in on the virus, bud. How would he? Okay. All right. Granted, the song's not much here. Okay. But how would he have been able to get this written, produced, put together, and released all within? I mean, shit, man. This is a couple weeks. By the time the country was like shut down.
You're right, man. Has Terry Bradshaw been on Joe Rogan's podcast?
He may have been.
We need to check it out.
I think we're onto something. This might be part. If this motherfucker knows any of the Kardashians, we're in trouble. We're in big trouble. I'm going to tell you.
Did he have
right
a reality
now.
Show?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, we need to see if the Kardashians. I'm sure Kim K was around there somewhere.
She had to have been.
Oh, God. My first impression is just as like the beat is awful. The guy can't sing, man. Like, why? Like, just because you can physically do something doesn't mean you should actually do it, man. Like, I could eat Oreos for dinner every night, but it's not a good idea.
Oh, well, I mean, that's debatable. Maybe they are delicious. Maybe they are delicious. Yeah. But the end game of Oreo eating every night would probably lead to heart disease and obesity, you know, maybe in that exact,
probably pretty close. I might as well probably just close. Switch to the all Oreo diet. Now that I think about it.
Like I gave it 40 good years. So.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Gave it a good run. I tried my best for a while.
Well, let's get into. I'm gonna read the lyrics for all the fine folks of quarantine crazy here. Starts off, it goes a little something like this. I told my wife to be patient with me. I'll slow it down and find some time. You'll see. To spend with you in these bundles of joy. Well, my wish came true, but it wasn't by choice. Now, all this time with them has been sure a blessing. Just hanging out together 24/7. Now, it was fun for a week, I'll admit it. But my cabin fever is about to reach its limit.
I'm about to reach my limit.
Fine words. Yeah, yeah.
Remember when I used to get really upset angry about these songs? I'm back in. Yeah, I'm back in. Okay, yeah.
Well, that's great because I miss those days.
The format when I didn't know the songs, it made it a lot easier for me to not get really upset because I didn't have time to like stew on it. but I've been thinking.
This was a great decision then.
Yeah, I think so. You know,
You know, I had to, dude. So listen, okay, we all went through quarantine and we had to spend time with our family, and it was nice to be able to see your family. But I can't tell you one thing: the times when you felt like you were gonna lose it. Had I heard this song at any point of quarantine, I may not be sitting here right now. You know what I mean? Because this is enough to make you just like accidentally just, you know, leave the stove on and just, you know what I mean? Something bad's going to happen. Yeah. Right?
I just accidentally unplugged the gas and lit a match. Yeah.
I mean, go to the mall, kids and family, and I'll be here.
I mean,
with
he
fucking
says
Terry Bradshaw playing on a loop
and on a loop. Oh god! But people understand why. That's the only suicide note you would need,
right?
In all seriousness, though,
yeah,
there's always a way out, people. You never have to commit suicide.
That's true. There's nothing funny about that.
From Bailed Out.
That's right.
Call that suicide prevention number. So my thing is he says like something about his wife, man. All I know is God bless this man's wife. I am sure
he's had a lot of them.
Has he?
Yeah.
I believe it.
Yeah.
He probably fucking makes him listen to these songs. Like, I'm fucking out of here.
Gone.
And he says something about
or if he's, you know, not so good, if he finds the woman certain special spot, like he finds a receiver, that could explain why he's been married 4 times, maybe. You know what I mean?
Are you comparing a receiver to a woman's genitalia right now?
That's exactly what I'm doing, okay?
Do you think he named him like Franco Harris? Lynn Swan.
Oh shit, interception.
Interception. Do another interception.
Damn it.
All right, man. I see where you went. I would have never gone there, but you did it.
They've got a lot of vision problems, if that makes any sense.
Okay.
He was not so good.
We thought that changing it up would get away from the dick and fart jokes. Apparently not.
Hey, that was just, I didn't even write that down, okay?
Roger's right. I'd like to take this time to formally apologize to Roger.
No, fuck you, Roger.
Fuck you, Roger. So my thing is this guy is 73 years old, and there's a line in there about spending time with little bundles of joy, right?
Mm-hmm.
The only bundles of joy this guy has nowadays are fucking hemorrhoids.
Yeah.
He's not got any fucking kids.
No, he doesn't, but I bet he's got grandkids.
Well, yeah, but they're not quarantining with him.
Yeah. Well, that's probably true. I don't know, man. I'm not at the Bradshaw household. Who fucking knows? Okay.
I mean, like you said, man, like this isn't helping the situation. Like I wasn't sitting at home during quarantine thinking like, boy, I sure do wish a washed up fucking average overrated quarterback from the 70s would put a shitty song out. That's really going to help this situation. Fuck off, man.
Right. Right. Well, yeah. I'm going to get into the hook. It's all very right. Short. Okay.
Let's go.
Here it goes.
Going quarantine crazy. I'm talking straight jacket lately. Another day or two might break me. I'm going quarantine crazy.
All right, and there
okay,
you have
so-
it.
So here's my thing, all right? Like, this dude gets paid a cool $5 million a year, according to the internet, which is always right.
Oh, sure.
I mean, you know what, Terry? tell me how fucking crazy you get when we switch fucking places and you go from your 15,000 square foot mansion to my 1,100 square foot apartment with a 2-year-old running around. A 1-year-old at the time.
That you actually have to take care of.
Yeah.
There's no nanny.
Yeah. Am I supposed to feel sorry for Terry fucking Bradshaw and his fucking Montana fucking ranch? Probably got 1,000 fucking acres out there. He's out riding horses and fucking 4-wheelers and fucking whatever the fuck else you do in Montana. Like, fuck off, Terry Bradshaw.
Yeah.
Eat a dick.
Eat a dick. Eat a dick. Well, anyway, the hook.
This
goes
is why,
this is why
I'm getting mad again. This is why I'm getting mad. Okay. This reminds me of the Pauly Shore episode.
The hook goes a little something like this. Going quarantine crazy. I'm talking straight jacket lately. Another day or two may break me. I'm going quarantine crazy. And if you're ready, I'll play the I'll play verse number 2.
I just wish somebody would put him in a straitjacket, but yeah, go ahead.
Okay, well, we'll see what happens.
I'm achy, breaky like Billy Ray Cyrus, cause if I leave, I might get that virus. We're all out of beans and all out of taters. Come in and wrap it like the last roll of toilet paper.
Right. There it is.
So this part here, I like this part. I mean, because I'll be honest with you.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I personally, I'm giving good old TB a little bit of credit here, man, because he rhymed Billy Ray Cyrus and virus. There aren't a lot of words that rhyme with virus. Put in a song. So I was like, oh, okay, Terry. All right. I see you. But then right afterwards, he rhymes taters and toilet paper, and he just loses all goodwill that he had built up with me.
See, I feel the opposite. Okay,
really, you like the taters and toilet paper?
Achy breaky, yeah, achy breaky, like Billy Ray Cyrus, you know, virus, dude. It takes real talent, like 212 touchdown talent, to rhyme taters with toilet paper. That's impressive to me.
That's see, that's two. That's
going the opposite.
That's 210 interception to me, man.
Okay, all right. Hey, man, that's 4 rings, baby. Okay. That's
4 rings. I mean, you're typically the glass half empty, man. But you're the
I'm digging it on that one, man.
You're the half touchdown. Yeah. I'm the half interception today.
Yeah. Correct. All right. Well, we'll go ahead. We already started kind of alluded to the lyrics, but I'll go ahead and read them to you folks here.
Yeah.
I'm achy breaky like Billy Ray Cyrus, because if I leave, I may get that virus. What virus is that?
Oh, that is the COVID-19 coronavirus.
Novel
SARS
CoV-2P. Yeah,
WD-40.
Anyway, that virus. We're all out of beans and all out of taters. Come in, raffle off the last roll of toilet paper. Genius, baby. I dig it. I love it. And everybody knows what it was like. Everybody knows what it was like. I mean, like, you find fucking toilet paper. You couldn't find toilet paper. Do you settle for great value brand? What do you do? Some toilet paper is better than none. Yeah. Man, that was trying.
Any toilet paper. Yeah, if you get, but the thing is my wife is, she's not a hoarder by any means, but she always keeps us well stocked.
Good.
We never got, I mean, we
you
always
assholes,
got like
you assholes are the reason why we couldn't find anything.
Well, no, we had it beforehand. We never bought We never bought toilet paper through that whole time. Yeah. We've always got like a year's worth of toilet paper on hand at all times.
Exactly.
That's your fault, man. And like just everything, like toothpaste. Like I'm like, babe, I'm out of toothpaste. She's like, look in the closet. There's like 27 tubes of toothpaste in there. I'm like, all right, cool, man. Because when I lived by myself, like I always knew exactly how much I had. Like once this was out, I needed to go get more. Yeah. It's not like that anymore, man. I have no idea what's going on. I know there's always something in there.
Of that toothpaste left. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then it's time to get more. Right. Yes.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, man. I will say, I think the toilet paper shortage was actually from the world trying to clean up after this song because it's fucking shit, bro. Terry Bradshaw. Give me the rim shot. Yeah.
That was so good.
See, you wouldn't have got that joke on the other format.
That's true. That's true.
On the surprise.
See, I'm happy.
No,
I'm happy.
Sir. Yeah, no, no, sir. That was a day before joke, everybody.
Hey, whatever it takes. Whatever it takes.
Could you tell?
I couldn't. That's the best part about it.
That one's in the notes, people.
Dig it. I dig it. All right, let's get back into this TP catastrophe.
Yeah.
See, I rhymed that right there. Did you like that?
That was good. That was good. Yeah. Put in a song. Frank going quarantine crazy. I'm talking straight jacket lately. Another day or two might break me. I'm going quarantine crazy.
I bet that's Vince Gill.
Is he friends with Vince Gill?
I'm just fucking with you.
I like Vince Gill.
Yeah, no, he's good. Okay, so I done fucked up. All right.
Oh, that's all right. I've seen every episode of Dora the Explorer. The kids are all fighting while the dogs all are snoring. If I ever say I need some time off again, somebody punch me square in the chin. All right, he felt that. All right, I would like to volunteer for the punching position, please.
You're elected. I will give it to you.
Okay, good.
Oh my gosh, man! So I'm going to go ahead and read the last verse here. Okay, mm-hmm. Goes a little something like this: I've seen every episode of Dora the Explorer. The kids are fighting while the dogs are snoring. If I ever say I need some time off again, somebody punch me square in the chin. That's it. That's it. That's how it goes, man. That's how the...
I mean, again, like, you know who I feel bad for during the quarantine? People like Curb the fucking Goop, who probably has 8 people quarantining in a 1-bedroom apartment.
Yeah, yeah.
Not well, Terry Bradshaw.
Just wants to be by their side. You know what I mean?
I guess you're right, man.
Yeah.
I guess you're right.
Yeah, it is hard. It is hard to feel bad for people that write songs that are fucking like extremely wealthy, that have 100 acres of land and every fucking sweet goddamn toy imaginable. You know, you don't even have to quarantine. God damn it. You can just live your life out there in that fucking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I guarantee he's got.
See anybody.
I bet he's got a pool table. I guarantee it. I bet he's got pinball.
Oh, you know, he's got pinball.
Probably got Pac-Man. I mean, all he's sorts like a of pinball shit. Man. Wizard. Pinball. I bet he plays a mean pinball. As a matter
I'm sure he does. Yeah.
I mean, it just gets under my skin, man. I don't know why, but this song has really, really upset me.
Well, I apologize. Here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna go ahead and we're gonna play out the rest of the song for the people. All right. Mm-hmm. And here we go. I'm going quarantine crazy. Usually let nothing faze me.
crazy.
And there it is. And he said one thing correctly that I would agree with. Mm. And that is pretty sure that his wife hates him. Because I would be willing to bet the same thing. You know?
I like, absolutely guarantee it. Her and little Lynn Swan hate him. I guarantee it.
Guarantee it.
Yep.
Guarantee it.
I mean, he says, like, you know, I won't let nothing faze me. Like, I feel like I didn't let much faze me until this podcast, man. I've been, this podcast sometimes really, especially, like, this is bringing back memories from the early days of the podcast. I haven't been this upset at a song for a while, man. Really gotten under my skin.
But you're, and it sounds terrible, and I don't mean for it to come across this way, but when you get so angry, it's like your pain is my pleasure. I love it. I love you. You're so passionate about.
It's rude.
Pension. Yeah. No, it is. I'm apologizing. But it doesn't change how I feel. Understood. Dickhead thing to say, but I'm not sorry.
I mean, he says in the chorus, another day or two might break me. I'm glad the song ended now, because another verse or two of this song might have broke me. This could have been the last episode of Bailed Out.
You know, well, I mean, I would just say, you know, if we would have known another couple of days would have broke them, I would have said we all should probably just have, stayed inside.
Yeah. I mean, is quarantine even really officially over? Like, I mean, like, I don't remember there ever being like a George Bush aircraft carrier mission accomplished banner thing or anything like that.
No,
like, are we done? Like, what is going on? I don't even know.
Mission accomplished. Mission accomplished. Okay. We'll leave in about 10 years from now.
20.
But right now, we're taking pictures. All right.
Okay, good, good.
We're dodging shoes. We're doing the whole thing. We're dodging shoes. You name it. We're there. We're done. It's over.
Strategery. I mean,
the strategery. The strategery has been implemented. It's done. It's over. Yes, there are people still sick and unfortunate souls that are not making it through it. But we're done with it. We're done. You know.
I'll tell you
it's
what.
American,
I mean,
way.
Don't we never had. Me. Yeah, we never that is true. We never had the ceremony down here in Florida, but I can tell you, I mean, the quarantine has been
never
gone a
there,
long time.
Right? Never happened there.
Well, I think we're the only place that actually only did the 2 weeks.
Oh yeah, I'm
to
sure.
Stop the spread, yeah.
Yeah. Stop it. Stop it. Stop.
Stop the spread of this song.
Well, they got that horse tranquilizer shit down there or whatever the fuck it is down in Florida. They're pretty fond of. So it's okay.
Oh, yeah, baby.
You wanna get you in them cocktails, make it all better. It'll be all right.
Fucking wait, Christ. We got to be careful. We're going to get the Joe Rogan message on our. All right. It's time to bail or not bail this motherfucker.
What are we doing?
All right. Is judgment time.
All right. Here I am. I have presented you the evidence. I'm the prosecution. You've got the gavel, sir. $210,000, and that is exactly $1,000 per every NFL interception, okay? What are we doing? Are we bailing Terry? Are we bailing TB out, or is he going to the TB clinic?
Oh, no. I am not bailing Terry Bradshaw out. I would like to start a formal petition to get him removed from the Hall of Fame. What he has done is far worse than what Pete Rose or Barry Bonds ever fucking did in baseball. All right. They're not in. I want him to take those four fucking Super Bowl rings and fucking that's part of his restitution. Those need to be donated to a fucking a hearing foundation or something. So the people went deaf from listening to this fucking song can get some good hearing aids. Like, fuck you, Terry Bradshaw. You suck. The Steelers suck. I'm saying it.
Okay. All right.
I don't know how many Pittsburgh listeners we have. Probably not many anymore. Terry Bradshaw has been a below average NFL quarterback, a below average analyst, and
yeah, all right,
a well below average singer. I never watched his show, but I'm sure he's a below average fucking reality star too. Everything Terry Bradshaw touches fucking sucks, and I don't understand why people let him get away with this shit. But not anymore. Bailed out, has finally got his ass.
Boom. Done. Over. I love it. I love it. So Terry's in the fucking, he's in the big house. He's not even about to watch the Super Bowl. All right.
Me, I think they let him watch it.
No, he's not.
He's not. He's, okay. That's part of our, okay.
He's going to release another song called like fucking Isolation Crazy or some shit. Okay. but anyway, we are at the point where you've got to recommend us a song first. I will do the same, but you're going to go first in recommending a good song.
Zach.
Okay.
I've got to say, I am extremely excited about this year's Super Bowl halftime performance.
Yeah, me and me both. Me and me both.
I was going to go with an artist who is performing at the Super Bowl halftime show.
Okay.
But I decided to hold off on that. If the show is as good as I hope it'll be, maybe I'll pick one of them next week.
Okay.
Okay. All right. But this week, I'm not picking a song. Okay. I'm picking an entire performance. I am picking the best Super Bowl halftime performance of all time.
Prince.
Not even close.
Prince.
Super Bowl 41, February 4th, 2007, Miami Gardens, Florida, by none other than Prince Rogers Nelson.
Only wanna see you, see you. Can I play this guitar?
The best. I mean, it's this is the best halftime performance of anything that has ever had a halftime performance.
I'd agree.
Not I'd even agree. Close, man. Yeah. So it featured the Florida A&M University Marching Band. It was produced by Don Mischer and White Cherry Entertainment. Rolling Stones named this the best Super Bowl halftime show of all time.
I mean, it was a good one. It's Prince, man.
The set list is We Will Rock You, Let's Go Crazy, Baby I'm a Star, Proud Mary, All Along the Watchtower, Best of You, and the end is the best part. Yeah.
Foo Fighters cover was just one of the best things ever, because that was the biggest fuck you slap in the face ever without people even realizing it.
Yes,
it
was exactly
great. Prince and style, then, man.
And then Purple Rain at the end. Just an amazing performance. I'll put the link of the performance in the description. Or you can just Google Prince halftime performance. It really was amazing. It's on YouTube. Fun fact, Zachary, during the stage setup, volunteers accidentally ran over a power wire with a rolling part of the stage and severed it. A stagehand had to improvise and hold the two wires, ends of the wire, together for the entire halftime performance, or the show would not have gone on.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Crazy, huh?
Where's that guy? That guy deserves some kind of like award.
Yeah, he does. I didn't catch his name, but anyway, as I said, the incomparable. I mean, we talk about people who have fucking swag and drip.
It's fucking Prince, man.
Prince, man. I mean, he's got to be at the fucking top of that, man. That's just one of those guys that's fucking immensely cool without trying to be.
He's just the coolest dude.
Coolest fucking dude. Anyway, the guy was born June 7th, 1958 in Minneapolis, and he unfortunately passed away too early, April 21st, 2016, at his home, Paisley Park in Minnesota.
Minnesota.
I was in Minnesota the week after he passed away in Minneapolis, and it was quite a touching time to be there as somebody who admires Prince greatly. So that's my pick. Go check out that performance.
Boom. Love it. All right, guys, I'm going to get through this kind of quick. I apologize. Having a little bit of system difficulties over here. All right. So my wife's birthday is on the 11th of February. So nice. I picked a song that she digs and an artist she digs. And she's been asking me to do this for a while. Birthday. I usually try to incorporate the best I can here, right?
Yeah.
The song is by none other than Taylor Swift.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Yeah. Released November 12th of 2021. Song is 10 minutes and 13 seconds long. I think you know what song that is, Uncle James.
Yeah, we talked about it.
Yeah, it's All Too Well, Taylor's version, on Red, Taylor's version. If you guys remember, she recorded all of her catalog over again to get out of the, you know, she's trying to put some money in her pocket, right? Good for her. Anyway, Republic Records was released on them shits. It's a good one. I also heard that a lot of the song was improvised. Check it out. Listen to it. Kind of like the end of this podcast that we got right now. I'm sorry. I'm running out of time. Commercial break, I feel like.
Fuck so you, Paula Shore.
Fuck you, Paula Shore. Go Bengals.
Hooday. What are you doing?
We gotta... right. I'm sorry. Getting ahead of myself.
Yeah, calm down.
We haven't even
set bail yet or anything.
I'm ready. Let's go. I'm excited, Dave.